E te whare wānanga o Aotearoa, they will be attending a prestigious Toikiri World Indigenous Arts Festival in Maunga, Mount Maunganui for the first time this year. 8 kaiako from Te Whare Wānanga will participate in the festival, and it gathers in Indigenous artists from around the world to showcase their art. It will be magnificent. I can just see it now. Wonderfully creative, full of life, energy and colour. Here to kōrero about this particular kaupapa from Te Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa, Kim Marsh, and she joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Kim, thank you so very much for joining us on E Te Rangi Wā here.
Well, tēnā koe, atamari.
Tēnā. Atamari. So the Toikiri World Indigenous Arts Festival, can you tell us a little bit about who will be participating in this year's event?
So for us from Te Wānanga o Aotearoa, this is the first year that we have sent a rōpū to the festival, but it has been going for a while, and so a lot of really great and international Indigenous artists have been coming and participating at Whareroa Marae through the Te Tuhi a Māreikura Trust with Te Uri o Muturangi, and they've been coming for a few years now, except for COVID. And then it's grown into becoming a public festival, which is what the Wānanga o Aotearoa Rōpū will be attending, starting on Friday. So from our wānanga will be, they're coming from the Rawangi Visual Arts area, and we will have Rawiri Horn, who's a tāmoko artist, Tiffany Makuari, who also will be doing tāmoko. Those are from our booth, they're the two people who will be doing tāmoko. And we also will have our kaiako, all of our team attending our kaiako. Hira Mahina Ekatone and Marewa Savun, who teach for us in Otipoti in Dunedin. Tiffany Makuari, who is a kaiako from Taumaranui. Tony Herangi, she teaches our degree in Rahui Pōkeka Huntley. And we have Leila Tikani and Jordan Daniels, who are teaching at our Tauranga campus. And that is everybody. So that's our rōpū attending for this year.
Amazing collection of artists, ohunga, from tāmoko to other types of contemporary visual arts. It just goes to show Te Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa the eclectic range of arts that you have to offer. How popular is arts amongst our whānau?
Yeah, it's still, it always has been, that is how the wānanga began, was through toi, through the whakauro and the raranga that came together in the ōtā whao whare in Tiamatu, but also from Maniapoto, and it continues to be a really strong part of what we do as a wānanga. Sometimes not in terms of the numbers in a class, but in the support that we get from communities, and also the wānanga and the way that we always are striving to ensure that the arts and toi and the forms of arts, both the cultural arts and then the new art forms, are being made available to people because, you know, we have sites all over the country, so sometimes those sites are quite small, but you might still find that there's a toy class there. For example, Taumaranui, we've been teaching down there with Tiffany, which has been awesome. So it does, for us at the Wānanga, it's a very strong and proud part of who we are.
And so you're taking toi to this festival. There are other Indigenous artists coming as well from around the world. Is there a collaboration? Are you aiming to collaborate, not just display your toy, but is there a desire to want to engage with other Indigenous artists, organisations to be able to progress a relationship outside of the festival?
Definitely. That's our main reason for attending the festival, is to support what Te Tuhia Maraikura are doing, because it is an amazing opportunity for our toi whānau, tu wānanga tahi, with these wonderful Indigenous artists who are coming over. So for us, we're taking a printing press and we're holding a couple of workshops. We'll be making printmaking available, and also a workshop in called Native Paints, where Tony Hirangi will be taking people through how to make paint from the tile, from natural materials. And so we're hoping that we'll, in our space, we'll be encouraging these artists to come over and wānanga and do mahi with us. We'll be providing all of the materials. The public also will be able to join in at our tables, at our workshops, with the materials provided, and be guided by our ringatoi there to make some mahi toi when they come through the festival.
So Te Tuhia Maraikura, they are predominantly, well, they are tāmoko, tātou, tāmoko artists. They work on skin markings, skin etchings. Is this festival predominantly about our skin artists?
So Te Tuhia Maraikura Trust are a group of artists from Tauranga. So there are tāmoko, tātou artists represented, but also other artists like Linda Munn is a very key figure in this trust, alongside Julie, Chantel, and the other Tauranga Moana artists. The festival did start predominantly as being tāmoko and tātou, and it is about talking about those connections of marking to the other art forms as well. So that's where you see it extending out a little, with different art forms being included. And because I know there's also a rōpū from Maniapoto going, and they are also a group of visual artists as well as being tāmoko artists. So it's about that, the markings, it's about tribal patterns, markings, and how these are actually present in all of the art forms. So extending out from skin, there'll be a lot of tāmoko and tātou happening, which is so exciting. Huge opportunities for people to get into the festival and have work done if they want to by really top artists. But there'll also be music, there'll be food, there'll be an opportunity to purchase taonga, there'll be people selling things there, so it has expanded so much since the pre-COVID wānanga that was being held.
So you talked about workshops and, you know, pigments, colours. Is there a commonality, a similarity, or is there a glaring contrast between Indigenous people and the methodologies that they use when it comes to colour, pigment? I guess there would be, considering the environmental areas, you know, context in which we're actually working, but in which we're placed. But is there a commonality, similarity between how we work the colours and the pigments from Papamanuku?
I know that, what I do know is that the use of natural pigments and the use of the connection to the tile has been something that's become really predominant recently in Aotearoa. There are a number of artists who are working in this area. It's quite exciting. In terms of the overseas artists, I'm not so conversant with the practices, but I think that because we are a country who prides ourselves, you know, on those connections to the whenua, and there is a ready connect, it's easier to be connected to that whenua. There haven't been so many barriers for some of our people to have those connections. I think people are, you know, working towards really moving in that area strongly. And I think that's one of the things that we're going to be able to do with the workshops is to work with the other artists, you know, who have come over, the international artists, and for our artists to be able to find out more about their cultural practices and their toy practices and to share knowledge. And that is the main reason that the whānau from Te Wailanga or Aotearoa are attending, is to have that sharing. Yeah, to take that opportunity with these artists being here of being able to wānanga. So we're hoping to have some table spaces set up for our workshops and for people to be coming in and out, and yeah, spending some time there will be really great.
For those who are wanting to take up toi at Te Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa, what is the process? How easy is it to get in? Like the earlier question I said, very popular, your class sizes may be very small, but the waiting lists are actually quite long. I know as a former tauira at Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa, it took me a couple of years to get into the raranga course, as an example. So what is the process for those that are wanting to come into your space to mahi toi?
Yeah, I think the main thing firstly is to go on the website and have a look at the courses that you might want to attend. And we do have a specific toy space on our website that you can go to. Go and have a look there, and there is a button that you can click that will take you through to express interest in a program. Raranga can be hard. There are often waiting lists for raranga. Not so much.
Oh, so long. So long. And for, so long.
Yeah. Not so much with visual arts and whakairo, but the raranga programs do fill up really, really fast. But now is a really good time to be thinking about study for next year and going in and having a look. We have a really great program that's taught in many sites around the country called Toi Maruata. It's a level 3 program, 6 months. It's a free program as well. And that is for people who have some creativity, but perhaps they might work or they, you know, they haven't really had an opportunity to expand that. That gives an opportunity to be able to come in and check out where you're at with your toy practice and see where it takes you before you make a bigger commitment. And then for those who already know that they want to make that commitment, we have level 4 programs called Kawe Raupapa, and we offer those in the different media. It just depends often around the country. They make their own decisions about which programs are going to be run, so that's why it's good to go to the website or ring up the 0800 number and make some early inquiries.
Thank you so very much for joining us. All the very best at the Toi Kiri World Indigenous Arts Festival. It's on at Whareroa, Marae, Mount Maunganui, Te Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa. I fully recommend joining them. Actually quite addictive, Te Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa. Once you enrol, you never escape. There's so many things that you just want to keep on going, and it's a space where you see, hear, feel, smell people just like you. You just never want to leave. I just keep finding courses to do, really. I've got every tohu under the sun, really, because I just don't want to leave.
Tika, ai. Tēnā koe, me kia pai tō rā.
Ai, thanks very much. That's Kim Marsh from the Te Whare Wānanga or Aotearoa.